we'll start our series of Shiurei Chazara with what the Gemara presents as a side topic. Tomorrow we'll begin to work through the bulk of what we worked on, which was the Shechitza Sugyas, the beginning of the first parak, the Beis, the Tes, and so forth. But the Gemara, in the course of discussing the opening issue, the overall topic of the opening Mishnah, who is Kasher Lishchot, the Gemara is discussing Shechitas Kusi on Daf Hey Amud Beis, and is if a Kusi Shechted animal, is that acceptable, is that unacceptable? So the Gemara mentions a topic which then becomes an important tangent for the next almost two blah, from Daf Hey to Daf Zayin. From Daf Hey Amud Beis, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara turns its focus to the concept of the Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu may be takala al yadam. That Kadosh Baruch Hu would not cause a takala to happen to a tzaddik. Kadosh Baruch Hu would not allow the tzaddik to eat the meat which did not have a proper shechita. In other cases, as we'll see, after all, the Gemara says hashta kavachomer behem toshot tzaddikim may Kadosh Baruch Hu may be takala yadam. A Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even allow the animal of a tzaddik to fall in to chet. And the Gemara finally gets around to that original story at the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph, the top of Zayin Amud Beis, the story of the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. So the Gemara says, the Gemara has already been referencing it since Hey Amud Beis, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair's donkey to fall in and eat the non-kosher animal feed, the barley that had not had Hafrashas Trumas and Isras done, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow, saw to it that the Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair's donkey did not eat Tevel, all the more so HaKadosh Baruch Hu would see to it that the action, the tzaddik himself, is not going to fall into chet. The Gemara again originally mentions this in the course of adjudicating the question of Shechitas Kusi, is Kusi Shechita valid or not? The Gemara says, well, after all, that we know of tzaddikim who ate Shechitas Kusi, so even if you're going to say they didn't realize, if they realized, then that means they made the decision, they're expressing their psak that it's permitted. Even if they didn't realize the Gemara says in Hayim Beis, but the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed it to happen doesn't that indicate it must be kosher, because had it not been kosher, that would not have happened. So this topic, we'll jump in for now. It is, as I said, the Gemara presents it up front as a tangent. We mentioned in the course of Shechitas Kusi, then the Gemara focuses on for next two blot. Although it's a tangent, it has its own beauty. It raises so many, its chances so many different issues in halacha, such important lumdus. And it, ironically, although it's officially a tangent, it raises, as we'll see, we come around to several insights in terms of the hashkafa of the halacha of machalos asuros in general. So it's a tangent, but it's a very powerful tangent with which to open Maseches Chulin. So the Gemara goes on to give other examples of where we make this call. Well, it cannot be that XYZ is treif, because then it wouldn't have happened that the tzaddik would have eaten it. So one example in Davav Amar Aleph, the Gemara tells the story of two Amaram who were traveling, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Asi. They were traveling, and someone in the hotel in Ya'i, they served eggs that had been boiled in wine. The wine was demai, and one of the Amoraim ate it, and the other one did not. Now, what is demai? So again, there is a din. The demai is a din drabbanan, which is rooted in a din daraisa. The din daraisa is the mitzvah of farshas trumas and maisers, and the iser of tevel, tes beis lamed. There is a mitzvah in the Torah, Jewish farm in Eretz Yisrael, growing produce, growing perhaps fruits and vegetables as well. So he needs to take off different percentages of his crop and give it away before he can eat the rest. 2% is truma gadol that goes to the kohen. 10% is maaser rishon that goes lis min haTorah to the Levi. Then another maaser, 9% approximately, is depending on the year, either maaser sheni, which you eat yourself b'kedusha v'tahara Yerushalayim, or maaser ani, which is given to the ani. To be that as it may, you're going to take off truma. You're going to take off two maaseros, and then what remains, a little bit less than 80%, that remains after Truma Isra taken off, that's called Chulin Misukanim. That is chulin, has no kedusha and has no isser. It's mesukan, it's fixed and it's kosher. But before I've taken off the truma to truma and masros, the 100% of my crop is called tevel, and tevel is an isur daraisa with a chi of misa v'de shamayim. Not allowed to eat Jews, not allowed to kohen, levi, shal. No one's allowed to eat tevel. Absolutely usher to eat until hafrash of truma daraisa, which is matir the rest and turns the rest from being tevel into being chulin. So that's a din daraisa. The din drabanan of demai runs as follows. There were, in the period of the early Tanaim, during the period of the Bayi Sheni, so there were Jews who were very learned, who kept all the dinim, and then there were Jews who were somewhat observant, but not fully observant. They were serious about certain areas of halacha, but took inappropriate liberties with other areas of halacha. So the Tanaim referred to that the first category of Jews as chaverim, members, friends, and the second category as Ami Haaretz. Ami Haaretz, not just they weren't learned, but Ami Haaretz, they weren't fully observant. Specifically, one of the areas that they were not careful about was Hafrashas Masros. They tended to be careful about Hafrashas Truma, but not Hafrashas Masros. But why, if you don't take off Maser, your produce is Tevel. So what's the story with buying produce? I'm going to buy a slice of bread. I'm going to buy a cup of wine. From the Am Haaretz, do I have to be concerned they didn't do Hafrashas Masros? Is that have to be concerned? That's Tevel. So the Mishnayos tell us, Min HaTorah there's no concern, because Min HaTorah, now this is a concept that we've now come across in much greater, we've begun to come across in great detail. The Mishnah says, Min HaTorah rely on Rov. Rov Am Haaretz Ma'asrin. That's probably a Ruba Delesa comment. Right? Rov Am Haaretz Ma'asrin. So, I mean, interesting question to think about. Either way, whether it's Isa Kamon, Lesa Kamon, Rov Ami Haaretz Ma'aser. Most Ami Haaretz are Ma'aser. So Min HaTorah, if I buy bread, I buy wine, I buy fruit from the Ami Haaretz, I can assume chances are, 80% chances that it's Ma'usar, that's Chulam Musukanim. But Midrabanan, they said you have to be concerned with the Miyot that are Ma'aser. And let's imagine 20% of Ami Haaretz, 30% of Ami Haaretz are not Ma'aser. So the Rov is Ma'aser, but there's a significant Miyot. Chazal said Midrabanan, you have to be concerned with that Miyot. And Midrabanan, we require that you do a partial Hafrashas Masros again. Midrabanan, that's the day, until you've done that Hafrasha, a Chavir buys from Am Haaretz. Until he does that Hafrasha, the produce they bought from Am Haaretz is called Demai. Dalad Mem Alav Yud, Domai. What is this? We're not really sure what it is, factually, historically. Has this had already a proper Hafrasha Trumas Masros or not? So Midrabanan, it's Asr. But that is the Drabanan of Demai. Because it's only an Isser Drabanan, Chazal built in various kulos you would not have on an Isser Daraisa. So the Gemara here is talking about, again, the story of Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yasi. They traveled together to the town of Yoi, and in the Pundak they were served these wine-infused eggs. Eggs, obviously, eggs don't grow from the ground. The eggs don't pose a problem of Mitzvah Tulis Baretz. You just have to make sure that's a kosher bird that laid them. Ostrich eggs are problematic, but chicken eggs are fine. But the wine grows in the ground. The grapes grow from the ground. So the wine and the fellow running the hotel was in Am Haaretz. So the question is, was the mutter to eat those eggs? The Gemara says one Amora ate, one Amora didn't eat. Rabbi Zeira refused to avoid eating because he was worried about demai. Rabbi Asi just went ahead and ate. And after Rabbi Zeira said, by the way, how come, did you know that he's a chaver? So Rashi says, no. He says, how come you ate the eggs? It's a taruvus to me. He says, Gevald, I didn't think about it. I hadn't been paying attention. You're right. I dropped the ball. Rabbi Zeir says to himself, it can't be. It can't be that Ravasi fell in. So what does he do? So he sits down to Chazar Demai, and he digs up a Tosefta, nothing in the Mishnais, but he digs up a Tosefta that the whole Dindrabanan of Demai only applies to Demai Be'en. If the Am Haaretz sells or gives the demai to the chaver in a pure form, he sells him a bottle of wine, that's the problem of demai. Even if the chaver plans to use it in a recipe, but if he gets it from the Am Haaretz as pure, unadulterated wine, so that's the problem of demai, and it will remain a problem of demai, perhaps. But if it's only transferred from the Am Haaretz to the chaver when it's already betaroves, it's an ingredient to the recipe. He didn't give him a glass of wine. He gave him eggs that had absorbed the tam of wine. Tam ki ikar. So tam ki ikar, but not by demai. Taruvah demai is only aser be'en, when it's unadulterated, undiluted. But with taruvahs, then it is mutter. That's where Rabbi Zeira found nafak dachva ashkach. He went out and started chazrin tosef to demai and said, oh, I found the pshat. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Rav Asi to eat the demai, because the taka was mutter. Because only b'taruvus. Yeah, question.
Why does it make a difference?
Why does what make a difference? So, I mean, why would it be? What's the background? Why would Chazal have set up demai that the issa is only and not b'taruvus? That's a good question. It's a larger question. So let me just speak to it briefly. There is a Yerushalmi that gets quoted in Hilchas Bishalakim, your day at the end of Simin Kuf Yud Gimel, that distinguishes between different levels of Isum and Rabbanan, and the idea of Tam Ke'iker, the idea that now did the Torah forbid actually eating meat of a pig, or fruit which is Tevel, but even potatoes that have the flavor of bacon, that idea of Tam Ke'iker, the flavor is like eating the thing itself. So Chazal did not impose that by all Dinu Drabbanan. There's some lower, the Yerushalmi seems to say that, but some of the lower level Yisurim Drabbanan, Chazal did not impose Tam Ke'iker. So that's along the lines of what's going on here. Chazal did not impose, when they created the Yisurim Drabbanan of Demai, in general, whenever Chazal create Yisurim Drabbanan, they often will build in kulis you wouldn't have by Daraisa. The most obvious one is Sveik Drabbanan Makula. Ramesh Salvechik suggested it could be that was Bechavana. Chazal wanted to differentiate the drabbans from daraisas. The drabbans have their place, but you have to know that's drabbana at daraisas. That's why they built in kulis. Perhaps that's going on here also. The dafka went out of the way to say, demai, we're only making an isser if it's be'en. If it's real tevel daraisa, then it's also even the tarovas. It happens to be tarovas, truma, tarovas, tevel is the big issue of maseches trumas. But when we talk about demai, the Tosefta says, if you bought it from the Amaharitz, it was already the Tarovas, it never takes on the Isra Demai to begin with. That is the Gemara on Davav. The problem is Yosef Engels raises in Asfandari. So he says, what do you mean? This seems like a very complicated solution to a problem that has a much simpler solution. If the problem is, how could it be that Ribbono Shel Olam allowed Rav Asi to fall in and eat the Yisr? So Reb Zeira, the Gemara makes it very clear. Reb Zeira worked hard to find the answer. No, it wasn't a Mishnah, it was a Tosefta. Mishnah, you see, he probably knew Baal Peh. But Tosefta, he had to Chazer Tosefta and see, oh, I found it in. Such a simple answer. Rov Amihar is Ma'asrin. So chances are this ataka is not tevel. So why did Reb Zeira just say, oh, from the fact that Reb Asi ate it, it must be that this Am Ha'aret who sold us these wine-infused eggs, he must be one of the Rov who are Ma'aser. And there's no problem whatsoever. Wouldn't that have been a simple solution? So Reb Zeira, Yosef Engel says, you see that the problem here is not tevel. The problem is demai. In other words, Reb Zeira's concern is not how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow Reb Asi to fall and eat tevel. He probably didn't. Mistama wasn't tevel. But Reb Zeira is going further. Reb Zeira is saying, okay, so he didn't violate tevel because this is 80% chance this is not tevel. But, although there's only 20% chance that it's tevel, there's 100% chance that it's demai. Because he's an Amoritz. So he wasn't worried about the possibility of the Issa Daraisa. He was worried about the Vada Issa Drabanan. And to that, his answer solution was, when Chazal created the Issa Drabanan, for some reason or another, they never included Demai B'Tarovas in the Issa. So there is no Issa Daraisa, Issa Drabanan, because it's only B'Tarovas. In terms of Daraisa, Mistama, this wasn't Teva. But in a Hanami, if there would be an issue of Tarovas Demai, then Ribbono Shel Olam would have seen to it that Rav Asi would not have eaten. Now that's problem number one. And the solution to that problem. And apparently that's Yosef Engel's ha'ara. The reason why this is significant, he points out, is that the first thing that this tells you is that Demai is a new independent Issa Drabanan. It's not just that Chazal said midrabban you have to be choshesh for the suffix is d'oraisa. In that Torah you rely on Rav, midrabban you have to be choshesh for the mid. Ignore the Rav. It's more than that, because if all it was telling you to be choshesh for suffix is d'oraisa, there is no suffix, so maybe there is no d'oraisa here. You see, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, the first thing you see from the sugya is a chiddush about the nature of the Issur Drabban of Demai. And the nature of Issur Drabban of Demai was they were mecharish a new Issur. Not that they weren't tinkering with and expanding and tweaking the parameters of the Issur Daraisa. Not that they said, Midrabban Yef Bichosha or Safik Tevel. They said, because of the concern of Safik Tevel, we are creating a new Vadai Issur Drabban. A Vadai Issur Drabban of Demai. And the only solution that Reb Zera can find is it must be Demai doesn't apply here. Because Demai is an Isser Vada, not just a concern of Suffolk. So that's interesting in and of itself if you're learning Zerayim. But Yosef Engel isn't done. He says, and what's the larger significance of where does this get me? This recognition that Chazal Mechash, a whole new Isser Vada, Midrabban of Demai. He says, what you see from here is that is something which is relevant even to Isurim Drabanan. Because again, in terms of, there's a suffix Isur Tevel here, but Reb Zeir wouldn't have been bothered by that. How would HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow Reb Asi to eat the Tevel? Maybe it wasn't Tevel. Maybe he's an Amar to Isma Aser. If in truth he's from the 80%, then there's no Isur Daraisa Tevel. The whole concern was, yes, whether he's from the Rov of the Miyad, either until I know for sure one or the other, it is Vadai in Isser of Demai. In other words, this is one of those. This is what step one is to say that this is there's a new Isser called Demai, and it's an Isser which is hinges on a lack of knowledge. If I determine for sure that he was Ma'aser, it's fine. But as long as I don't know, the not knowing the suffix generates a new Vadai Isser Drabban of Demai. And that Isser Drabban of Demai is relevant to Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takala Al Yada. And now, in turn, why is that so significant? Right, so we start with the Gemara. And then you see from there something about the nature of the Isser Demai. That Demai is not just Midrabban, they said, Chob Bichoshish for Safik Daraisa, it's they create a whole new Isser Drabban B'Torah Zvada. That's significant because it tells me Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takala Al Yada is something that applies not only to Isurim Daraisa like Tevel, but even to Isurim Drabban or Shchitas Kusi, which if it's a problem might be Nevel Daraisa, but it can even be HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not even allow the Tzaddik to fall into an Isur Drabban. Step 2. Why is step 2 so significant? Because of Yosef Engel says, of what it tells me about Isurim Drabanan in general. And that's step 3. But to appreciate that, you need to see some more what the Rishonim say about Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takal HaYadam. We'll take a separate question that Tosfos and the Rabban deal with on Daf Hei. Tosfos on Daf Hei and Beis. Rapper Rabban is on Daf Zayin and Aleph. They raise a general question about Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takal HaYadam. But the way in which they answer it is going to be intriguing in light of Rabbi Yosef Engel's Ha'ara that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takal HaYadam does apply to Drabanans. Because they're talking about how do we limit it? And Tosfos' opening question, Rabbeinu Tam is very bothered. Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos quotes the Ri. Rabban quotes Rabbeinu Tam. It may well have been both. The Ri may have been quoting Rabbeinu Tam, his uncle and Rebbe. And the problem is, the Gemara here spends 2 blot talking about Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takal HaYadam. Many different examples. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not allow the Tzaddik to fall into Inyan Shechitas Kusi if it's Taka Aser. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not allow the Tzaddik to fall into Inyan Demai, and so on and so forth. Says Tosfos, okay, Machal Sasuris is a halacha, a very significant halacha, but there are other even more severe dinim that we do find throughout Shas that the Tzaddikim did fall into. And they quote Gemara after Gemara about a tzaddik inappropriately putting someone to death, about a tzaddik, Yehuda ben Tabai, about the Taner of Yishmael accidentally being Mechal Shabbos, and more, a whole slew of cases, Hela Eved Lekohen, Eved Lekuna Al Piv. We find throughout Shas that there were tzaddikim who accidentally did Averis Hamuros. So how do you square all the rest of Shas with these two blot and chum. That's Tosis's problem. Very nice to have these two blot and chum, but have a Gemara on Shabbos, have a Gemara on Ksubas, have a Gemara on Makas. What's going on? What's going on? So Rabbi Yonatan had his approach, and then the Ramban wasn't so happy. Ramban quoted a second approach from his Rebbe, and then he gave his own approach. Let's talk briefly about the Ramban, and then we'll come back to Rabbi Yonatan, because Rabbi Yonatan is going to bring us home to the Demai discussion. Yeah, question.
On Rabbi Yosef Engel, Rav Zera also said that the answer of Ein Akash Baruch maybe to call out Tzadi, didn't he say,
that was the problem. Amar Rabbi Zeira, this is Akasha. Efshur, could it be? Could it be that Gazra al Taruvus Demai? Could it be that Chazal included Taruvus in the Gzeir of Demai, and yet Mestayim Milster of Asi Lamech Lusura, and yet Minashamarim they were allowed Asi to eat the Taruvus Demai? Hashta Penishus Tadikin Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yeter Kala Yadam Tadikin Achmel Lokolshkein. That was all his kasha. He says, I don't understand. Something doesn't add up here. It must be Taruvus Demai. It's Mutter. There's no other solution. And it says, he says, but is that true? So he chazars Tosef to Demai and discovers indeed Taruvus Demai is Mutter.
So Tosef's question could also apply to this Gemara, not only on the Gemara Hamad
base. Yeah. The whole two blot from Tidav Hey Dav Zayin, the Gemara keeps assuming that there is a principle of Ena Kadosh Baruch Hu Meiv Tachal. There is an assumption Kadosh Baruch Hu would not allow the Tzak to fall in, but and the Gemara does assume that consistently Dav Hey Dav Dav Zayin, but in the rest of Shas we don't. The Gemara does occasionally the Gemara will raise that problem. Generally, the Gemara does not. So how do you make sense of it? So the Ramban had answered, again, he quoted Bantam, he quoted his Rebbe, and then he gave his own answer. His own answer had been sort of an expansion of a limitation that everyone has to agree to. Everyone's going to have to agree that we're not talking about B'mezid. Everyone's going to have to agree. The Gemara doesn't mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu suspends the Bechir Chafshis of Tzadikim. Clearly, if Tzadik chooses to do an Aveira, he's going to have the capacity to choose to do an Aveira. We're only talking about...
But then he's on Tzadik.
Okay, fair enough. So let's come back to that in a moment. So we're only talking about Shogeg. So Ramban takes it a step further. He says, not only talking about not Mazed, we're not even talking about Shia. Once, and this comes back to Ellie's point. Once if a tzaddik is irresponsible, if a tzaddik chooses to be irresponsible and negligent, if he chooses to be posheya, so then he's not going to merit this divine status. And Ramban says, and I'll explain to you in one line. He says, I'll explain this whole sugya to you. This whole sugya, where does this come from? Ein Kadosh Baruch Hu Meiv Takal Yadam. So this is all application of the Gemara in Yuma that Habala Tayr Masayin Biyadam. That if a Jew is trying to do the right thing, he'll be zochet to siyata d'shmai. So Ramban says, that's trying the whole sugya. This is all an application, an example. Bal time is saying b'yado. Calls him on, you have someone who's living properly, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him divine assistance. But once I, not only do I have the capacity to mamish decide I'm going to do a chet, but I even have the capacity to decide to be irresponsible. Like Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara on Shabbos, the whole context is the other Tanam said shouldn't you read La Haner Yishema Yavo Lahatos, and he said no, I'll be fine. So, that's the whole point of the Gemara. He was, and then he realizes after his talk, Gemara says, Rav Shmuel says, I should have listened to my chaver. I was posheya. So then I lost this special siyata d'shmaya.
Is it considered posheya if he was told not to in the beginning?
I'm sorry.
Is it considered posheya if he's told not to in the beginning?
That's quite a posheya. That's real shit. They told you it's not smart to do this. Nah, I'll be fine.
But it was still he wasn't intentionally doing it.
Right, he wasn't. He didn't intentionally be Michal Shabbos. His plan was I'll remember to not be Michal Shabbos. But that was irresponsible. Now again, as we saw, the Ramban's approach doesn't work equally well in all the Gemaras. When it comes to Yehuda ben Tabbai, it's a little more dachuk. It becomes somewhat dachuk to say that in all these cases it's a problem of Shia. Rabbi Yonatan himself, and then maybe we'll hold off questions for a couple moments. I'm glad to stick around afterwards for questions. But let's just put Rabbi Yonatan together and see how it connects back to Demai, and then the Sivas, and then I'm glad to take as many questions as you have. B'li Neder. Rabbeinu Tam's answer, which Ramban quotes on Dav Zayin, and Tosis quotes as the Re on Dav Hey, the bottom Tosis and Hey and Bey is Dir Masal Tzadikim. The approach of the Baal Tosfos is that it has to do with which Aveira. Not how the Tzadik did it, but which Aveira. Which Aveira? Specifically eating. Only food, specifically food. And Tosis goes on to say, even when it comes to eating, it's not even every Isser of eating. It's only where the food itself is treif. Tosis says we find references to tzaddikim accidentally eating Yom Kippur. We find references to tzaddikim accidentally eating before Havdalah. But Tosis says that was a davar mutter bezman aser. It wasn't the chetzim achol sasuris. It was kosher food at a time that you're not supposed to eat. Now, the first question that you wonder about when you look at this Tosis is, but why dafka eating? And Ramban essentially raises this problem. Eating is more chal. Machal Sasuris is more chum than Shvichas Damim? Machal Sasuris is more chum than Chil Shabbos? No. That's a whole thrust to the question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets them fall into Shvichas Damim. Chil Shabbos. Achila is worse. So, in terms of that, we had seen two parallel approaches. One is the Erech Lechem, an early Achron on the tour, quoted by Rekiva Eger, Nagilin HaShas, and Gittin Dav Zayin. That was in the packet. And the other was in Etziv, in his Shiurim, Merome Sadeh. So they say, because Tosis and Gittin says, well, Tosis here says, well, also, it's a genai for the tzaddik to eat a davar asur. It's a genai, it's embarrassing. It's also embarrassing to put someone to death, inappropriately. It's embarrassing b'chal Shabbos. It's embarrassing to do avers. So what does this mean? So Erech Lechem says, what this means is, physically, you every aver is terrible, but by eating, you biologically become what you eat. Your body is enjoy physically enjoying the davar asur, and it becomes your body. Right? On a cellular level, I am. My cells are constructed of carbon and nitrogen, that used to be food. That's where my cells come from. So that's sort of like a deep. Akash Baruch would want the talk to mamash be literally biologically built out of chet. And then the Netziv says it's not the biological angle; it's the spiritual, metaphysical angle. Also, Gemara. In Yuma, right next to the Enakarish Baruch Hu Meivetakal, right next to Baal HaTayr, the Gemara says that if there's something unique about eating machalos asuras has a unique impact on my neshama. It'll close up as metamtim as halev. It'll make my neshama less refined. The spiritual aspect and the biological aspect may be connected. The Erech Lechem explains that the reason why it's by eating Pshantosis because of the biological angle. Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the tzaddik to be inadvertently built out of physically, biologically built out of Machalos Asuras. And then Tziv says that Kosh Baruch Hu is trying to see to it that the tzaddik avoids the spiritual timtum halev that would flow from Machalos Asuras. Either way, as I was saying before, it already opened up fascinating the Hatshkafa here. Of the Ramban with the Baal HaTayr Masayim Yado, and Tosfos specifically highlighting the unique role of Machalos Asuras. But then, the question is, Rishon Engel says, one second, it has to be a cheft to Machalos Asuras. That was Tosfos' point. According to Tosfos' answer, how do you make sense of, Demai? But we just said before, it wasn't about the Issa D'Oraisa. Issa D'Oraisa we could deal with. Maybe it wasn't Tevel. It's all about the Issa D'Rabbanan. So you see, says Rishon Engel, that apparently, Enakash Baruch Hu Mevtachal Yadim, which only applies to Chefta Machalos Asuras, can apply to Demai, can apply to D'Rabbanan. Which tells me, says the Rishon Engel, that apparently Yisurin D'Rabbanan can be Yisurin Chefta. And that's step three in Rishon Engel's logic. The first step is you see about something about the nature of the Isser Demai. That's not just a midrabbanan should be choshesh for Isser Safik Isser Deraisa of Tevel, but they create a new Isser B'Torah Zvadai. And that's step two. That's what the Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevtachal Takal Yadon is about. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevtachal Yadon can apply even to Yisurin D'Rabbanan. And then step three, if you combine it with Tosis's approach, not the Ramban's approach, but Tosis's approach, that Enkarsh Bavim Tekel Yadam is only limited to Achila, and specifically to Cheftza Machalos Asuras, but it's not limited to Deraisas. It does include Drabbanans. Apparently, Drabbanans can be Yisrei Cheftza. And that, as we said, is flies in the face of what the Nesivos had said a century or two earlier, based on the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Mechira, according to the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, who differentiate between Mekach Tos. If I buy something non-kosher, I can return it. But if I already ate it, I can't return it. I can get a refund if it's in the Raisa, but not if it's Isra Rabbanan. Why? So Nesivos had developed an idea that's further developed by later Acharonim, that's because if you ate an Issa Daraisa, you did an Issa. Even though it was Beshogig, you bought it in the kosher store, you thought you were okay. But Tzarech Kapara, as you see from the Chumash, that sometimes you need a big carbon chattis for Issa Daraisa Beshogig. But then Nesiva says, yes, only by Daraisas. By Drabanans, there's no need for Kapara Beshogig. If you did a Draban Beshogig, you're totally clear. Why? Well, apparently that's the truth, because it's these Hilchos Mechira, but why should it be true? The reason is because, apparently, Issur and Drabanan aren't fundamentally, inherently usser. It's just that I have a requirement to follow the Chazal's rules. If I'm going to rebel, I'm not accepting their authority. It's an Issur of Merida. But it is all a shogeg. There was no active, there's no angle of Merida, there's no attitude of Merida. So Nesiva says, Issur and Drabanan are purely Issur and Gavra. It's just an Issur merit. The thing itself is not fundamentally usser. Yosef Engel says, what do you mean? Look at our sugya. You see, Issur and Drabanan, it's Issur and Drabanan, and yet, Chetzim HaKol Sassurus, Eichor Shvavim, and Tekal Yadam. Now, the way we had put it together at the end, is perhaps it's not a stira as much as a machokas, a rishonim. Because, as we saw, Tosus is not the only approach to our Gemara. Rabban is a different approach, and his Rebbe is a different approach. Tosus, Rabbi Yosef Engel is built on Tosus' approach to our Gemara. So Tosus is assuming that if you put two and two together, that Issur and Drabanan like Demai could be Issur and Chetza. And Nesivos is working off of a Rambam. And we noted, maybe it means Machlokas, Tosus, and Rambam. Tosus quoted by Yosef Engel. Rambam quoted by the Shulchan Aruch and Nesivos. Tosus holds that Issur and Drabanan could be Issur and Chetza, while the Rambam apparently holds Issur and Drabanan are not Issur and Chetza. And we had closed the appendix was to point out that the Rambam is a little difficult in terms of that, because there is a Rambam in Hilchos Sotah that does not seem to be aligned with that, and that's a problem that needs to be dealt with. Tosvos is consistent in Sukkah with what he writes here, because we had seen Tosvos in Sukkah that Beis Rav, who also indicates that, who seems to be debating this issue. Tosvos there seems to raise both sides of the issue. Would you say that Issur Drabanan, the Din Drabanan aren't Bechefza, I can't call them puzzle, just there are rules for what to do, or no? Are also fundamentally, Chazal do have the right to fundamentally change the nature of things. So this is the Hekif and the Bekiyas and the Lumdus and the Cheshbon and the Shakla the Tarya and some of the Machshava of our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Machshava about the significance of Machalos HaSuras. It all flows from what is officially the tangent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mev Tekal Yad.